Today is November 29th, 2010, and this is Robert Lee Camp. You're listening to the Mr. Destiny Radio Show. And as we slowly move into Sagittarian territory here, we have Sagittarius having birthdays for the past 5 or 6 days. Welcome to the show. Hope you've had a great Monday. It's been kind of exciting and fun around here. I love the winter. Here in Asheville, one of our coldest months is December, which is knocking on our door. We're getting close to the last day of November. I hope you had a wonderful Thanksgiving, which is kind of what we're going to talk about tonight when we get to the topic about giving and about receiving and those kind of good things. Anyway, this is a show about your destiny. It's about a system that you can use to know and understand and make sense of your destiny and be in alignment, know how to be in alignment with your own destiny. And it's all revealed through a science that's much like astrology, but much easier to learn. And we call this the science of the cards. I've written several books. The biggest, the ones that are most well known are the Cards of Your Destiny and Love Cards. And with these two books, you can actually learn how to do readings for yourself or other people within a matter of hours. I mean, really, within a few hours of picking up the book, you'll be making your own readings for yourself, and I'm sure you'll look up people you know. A lot of people, the first thing they do when they get the book is look up people they know and read about them, and then they want to know, do I have marriage cards in my future? Do they have marriage cards in their future? Are we going to be together? These kind of things. And this system works so well for that. I mean, it really does answer those questions very specifically and extremely accurately, to the extent that people are blown away by it. So I know that most of you listening tonight have tried other divination systems. I invite you to try this because you'll find this the most accurate, the easiest to learn, and the most meaningful and useful of any system you've ever seen. That's just the way it is. It was the vision I had of this over 20 years ago when I first was introduced to this system, and when I saw the potential of it, I was just amazed. I couldn't believe that it hadn't been recognized or wasn't very well known. It was like a gem sitting there, but no one had uncovered the rock that hid it. So this has been my work in the last 20 years to uncover that rock and to bring it to the attention of the world. So, today is November 29th, and people born today are Sagittarian, and they are the card of the Four of Hearts, which is very interesting because Sagittarius is a sign that tends to be very freedom-oriented. They enjoy travel. They like to go places. They don't like being tied down necessarily. And yet this birthday today, Four of Hearts Sagittarian, is going to be somebody who really values home and family a lot more than the average Sag. And the other thing about it is that the ruling card is a Six of Clubs. So what's hidden in this birthday is also a very strong desire. See, that most people don't realize that the Six of Clubs is an extremely ambitious card. And the main reason for that is that their life spread goes into the crown line. They have their Mars, their Jupiter, and their Saturn cards of their life spread all in the crown line. So people who are Six of Clubs often are looking for a big goal. They have a big goal in their mind. So people born today, and I happen to know a lot of people born today. This is a birthday that I seem to attract a lot of people of. People born today are very family-oriented, but also very work-oriented and very success-oriented. Very interesting combination, and often very successful. We have people like let's see here, actor Jeff Fahey, actress Kim Delaney, director Joel Cohen. We have Martin Carr, musician. We have John Mayall of the Blues Breakers, Andrew McCarthy, Kathy Moriarty, Gary Shandling, Chuck Mangione, Howie Mandel, Jerry Lawler, Diane Ladd. We also have some people from history, Louisa May Alcott. And we have, there's one other one that was very interesting, Christian Johann Doppler. I guess he invented I don't know exactly what he did, but his name is on the Doppler radar. So it had something to do with him, I'm sure, what he invented. I apologize for not knowing all my history. Okay, welcome to the show. And if you have a birthday today or have one recently or going to have one recently, please call in and get a little reading tonight about your upcoming year. We welcome all you Sagittarians. You know, when you meet a Sagittarius person, it's a sign of good financial fortune for you because they are the sign of good financial fortune, of good fortune in all ways. But it's interesting, meeting different signs of the zodiac is like an omen for you. And Sagittarius is one of those that means it's an omen of something good, especially financially, coming into your life. So be aware of these Sagittarians when you meet them, okay? And I'm very pleased to know that the people that run the station here, VBS Radio, are both Sagittarians. That's Don and his brother, Ron. And it's fantastic. I felt so fortunate on my Jupiter day to have a show with these Jupiterian guys. To me, it was a sign of good fortune. I just followed it. Well, every Monday night we have a topic, and tonight our topic is about giving and about the holidays and the true spirit of giving. And I want to just share a couple little things. First of all, there was a short story I read in high school, and maybe some of you guys have read it too. It's called The Gift of the Magi. And I forget the author's name. I think it might have been Maupassant, but I'm not positive of that. It's been a long time since high school. But in this story, Christmas is coming, and there's a couple that are married, and they want to each buy each other a gift, but they didn't have very much money. The wife had really long hair, and the husband was a musician. And had an instrument, and they both thought about what can I get my spouse, and the wife decided that she was going to cut all of her hair off and sell it so she could get something for her husband. I think he was a violin player, so she wanted to give him a new bow for his violin. So she cut all of her hair off and she gave him a bow to buy a bow, sold her hair to buy a bow for his violin. And then Maupassant had a way of having these surprise endings, and it turns out that her husband sold his violin to buy her a beautiful comb or brush for her hair. And they called this the gift of the Magi. So both of them sacrificed basically something that they valued most to give to the other person. Which is a beautiful thing when you think about that, giving like that. And I was thinking about giving because my wife's birthday is next week, and then Christmas is right around the corner, and I have sons and family members to give to. And I thought, you know, it gets to where when you know somebody for a while, like in a relationship, you feel like, well, why don't I just give them some money and let them buy what they like? Because they know what they like, and they've already got everything they need. They don't really need anything. And it comes down to that. So you think about that. But then I thought, you know, that's not really gift giving. If I was just to give her some money and say, go have fun. In a way, I mean, it is some form of gift giving, but it's not much, it's not giving something from me personally. You know, I thought about that. It's not really giving something. So I thought, well, the thing that I could give my wife that would probably be the most valuable would be my time, like doing something with her or doing something for her. I remember giving a girlfriend a long time ago, I gave her a little coupon book full of coupons, and these coupons were good for things like, I will do whatever you say, like this day, or I will, you know, clean the whole house. And she could cash these coupons. And you know, those kind of gifts, though they don't cost any money, are often the most appreciated. So when you give this season, this holiday season, think about, like, giving of yourself more and not just giving something. And ask yourself, what would this person that you love want from you personally? And try giving that to them. And then I posted on my Facebook page this morning something that I found. I had read this a long time ago, but I think it's really appropriate, especially during the holiday season. And I'm just going to read this to you. It's about money. Money can buy a house, but not a home. Money can buy food, and the finest food, but not an appetite or the hunger to eat it. Money can buy a bed, a beautiful bed, but not sleep. Money can buy a book or many books, but not knowledge. Money can buy a clock, but not time. Money can buy medicine and all the medical things or people in the world, but not good health. Money can buy position, but not respect. Money can buy finery, like beautiful clothes, makeup, jewelry, but not beauty. Money can buy sex, but not love. And money can buy insurance, but not safety. I think it's really cool to know, just to think about this, and I'm a Queen of Diamonds, so of course everything's about value, and I think this, either one of these 10 things that I just read to you, it conveys the truth about money's place in our life. It's good for some things, but it can't buy the most important things in life. It can't buy that. Like you can buy a trip, like you can buy travel, where you could travel anywhere in the whole world, but you can't buy the happiness that it would take to enjoy that travel. Money can't buy that. You could be in the most richest, beautiful castle and home in the world, with the best clothes and the best everything, and still be completely unhappy and your life unfulfilled. And this is something we forget. So I think it's good to remember these things, especially in this season of giving, when you're thinking about giving to those you love, to think about giving something that has more intrinsic value, something more real, something that will really... an old expression is something that will really hit the boilerplate. Like, it's really amazing when you give the really perfect gift, somebody, when they get it, they go, oh, wow, this is really special. And it's not because something you bought that was expensive. And this is what most people think. And our society tells you, you know, oh, if you get the latest computer or the latest gadget, cell phone, doodad or something, or a computer program or computer, or the greatest car, next greatest car, the latest model, that's true love and true giving. But it's not really. It may be. I mean, there's nothing wrong with those gifts, because in giving those gifts too, it's all about the attitude and what's giving. But also, don't forget to give of yourself. Don't forget to give of yourself. Give something of yourself. Make a present for somebody. Maybe you're good at making things. Sit down and make them something by hand. And when you hand it to them, they'll see the love that you put into making it. Okay, this concludes our discussion tonight about giving. I hope you enjoyed that. And I hope your holiday season is really wonderful. We're going to take a short break. And when we come back, we have the lines are pretty full. And we're going to take the calls, as many calls as we can, in the time remaining. On this little break, we're going to listen to a song I composed called Transitions. Hope you enjoy this. Be right back. Transitions. Hope you enjoyed that. Okay, first caller tonight is calling from New Jersey. Her name is Anna, and her birthday is July 26, 1952, a Leo Two of Clubs. Hi, Anna.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I like what you had to say about the giving of yourself also, so.
Oh, great. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So is this your first time calling?
It is.
Oh, well, good. You made it through.
I did.
So, what can I do for you? Are you familiar with the books or anything?
I'm not. This is brand new to me, so this is why I called in. I had just read about you the other day, actually.
Okay. Okay. So tell I have your birthday, and I can tell you something about yourself, or okay. I can answer a question about your current time period or the future.
Oh, I would love to know about the future.
What specific area are you most interested in?
The romance part.
Okay. Are you currently single?
Yes, I am.
Okay. And how long have you been single?
God, a long time, because I just chose to be single. Probably 20 years.
20 years. Wow, that is a long time for somebody of your birthday to be alone.
Yeah.
You must have really got your feelings hurt.
I just never met anybody that I really liked.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, I'm not picky.
I don't know. I mean, okay. Okay, maybe so. But I think something else happened back there that caused you to, like, doubt whether relationships was a good idea. That's my guess. Okay.
Yeah. Plus,
because
plus
that's
I had
usually
a very
the case.
Traumatic thing.
That's usually the case. Not always, but usually the case.
Yeah.
So anyway, so if you've been single this long and, you know, committed to not having a relationship this long, then you probably have a backlog of being that way. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, yep.
So for you to decide all of a sudden that you want to have a relationship, you're going to need to get cooperation from those parts of yourself that were just okay without it for so long. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So have you thought about that? Are you in touch with those parts of yourself that don't want to have a relationship?
I am. Yes, I am.
Yeah, because
I mean,
if you
now
don't...
Now I'm kind of looking forward, I think, to a relationship.
Okay. Now, are there some interests?
I have other priorities.
Are there interests? Is there anybody you're interested in right now?
Yes.
Yeah. See, you have... Right now, you have a card that indicates interest in more than one person, actually, in this current time period. Or a lot of uncertainty about one person. You know, should I, shouldn't I? You follow what I'm saying? So that's the influence that's present right now. Now, are you clear about what kind of relationship you want to have?
Yes.
What kind would that be?
I want to be in a relationship that's monogamous. Monogamous.
Yeah.
I guess in just, you know, a nice, caring, loving relationship.
Yeah, okay. Well, I think anybody listening tonight, most of the people listening to the show have read my books. And you've got some very obvious and strong influences for love this year. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And by your birthday, by your next birthday, you're definitely going to be in a relationship.
Oh, good.
I mean, the only way that wouldn't happen is if you just decided absolutely you weren't going to do it. Which you can. I mean, you still can decide not to have it happen.
Right.
But the influences are so strong that I think most people would bet that by your next birthday, you're going to be in a romantic relationship.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I mean, you're a Leo. Leo is a sign of sex. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that.
The sign of romance and sex and affection and all that stuff.
Okay? Oh.
And that's what you're going to be having by the end of this year.
Oh, good. Good.
Yeah.
I hope lots of...
Yeah, I'm sure. I'm sure you will have that. So... right now, you know, there's people there. There's at least one person there and maybe two. And it's time to get back. It's trying to get a learner's permit and get out there and, you know, kick a few tires, slam a few doors. Okay.
Right.
And then by your birthday, it's all going to come together.
Oh, wonderful.
All right. So thanks for calling us. Great having you as a guest.
Oh, and thank you. And I look forward. I will be getting your books. Thank you so much.
Get the Love Cards book because you can look up, first of all, you can read all about yourself and understand who you are more completely.
Uh-huh.
And then whenever you meet somebody, you get their birthday and you can tell exactly how you two are going to get along.
Wow.
Even before it starts.
I did look up his. His was like a two of diamonds.
Uh-huh.
Is that compatible?
Well, you're attracted to him, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, then there's definitely compatibility there.
Oh, great.
You know,
wonderful.
You know, I mean, it's the cards never say something that's totally off. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
You're feeling it or you're not feeling it. And if you are, there's a reason. The cards can tell you what the reason is.
Oh, great. That's so wonderful. Thank you so much, Robert. I really appreciate it.
Have a great holiday, and thanks for being my guest, Ann.
Oh, thank you. You too. Thank you.
All right. Good night.
Good night.
Okay, our next guest just had a birthday. Her name is Charmaine from Atlanta, November 28, 1979. Are you there, Charmaine? Hello?
Hello?
Charmaine?
Yes.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Is this Charmaine?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Charmaine.
Thank you. How are you doing, Robert?
I'm doing great. Getting a little chilly down there in Atlanta today?
yeah, we're okay here.
It was chilly up here.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure, especially in Nashville.
Yeah. So what can I do for you tonight?
I want to know, get a quick explanation about my current period, which is Mercury, and want to see what's coming up for my year.
Well, it's all taken in context of what you're doing in your life and what you want to have happen in your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I can never really make a prediction for somebody until I know something about what they're up to. You follow me?
Yeah.
So what are you, so what are you up
like
to?
I want to change.
Well, you're, okay, but you're a five.
Right.
I mean, is that ever not true?
Well, it hasn't been until, you know, recently.
Well, when I look at your cards, I see this Ace of Diamonds long range. And to me, that's, I figure that's going to be you really wanting to create more stuff, more money in your life this year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Starting something new that will have you be more prosperous. Okay.
Okay.
So have you thought about that?
I have. I have a couple of options. There's a lot of changes going on in my
No, I'm just saying, have you thought about that that's what you want to do this year?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
I've been feeling that since this fall. Summer,
okay,
summer.
So one thing you should know is that this is a Jupiter year for you this year, okay? And Jupiter years always bring wishes.
Okay.
Wishes are fulfilled in the Jupiter year. So it's a good time to ask yourself, what do I really want? Because you will get some wishes fulfilled this year. So the clearer you can be about it. Now, see, fives have a tendency to not want to be clear about what they want. You know why they do that? Because they're afraid that if they say what they really want, that somebody will hold them to it.
Okay.
They don't want anybody to hold them to anything. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, but really, you want to take advantage of this Jupiter influence, don't you?
Yes. It's
so you want to start wishing and making it real conscious to yourself and other people. What is it you want? What is it that you want to manifest in your life this year? Okay. That's important.
Okay.
Otherwise, that influence just go right by and you know, nothing will happen.
Gotcha.
Yeah. So it's going to be a good year. I mean, there's always challenges, and we create most of them. But
right.
I'm looking at a good year.
Okay. What's going on in my current period in my Mercury?
I don't know. What's going on? Do you have a birthday party?
The Queen of Diamonds and the Seven of Diamonds, and I have your books. I have a couple of your books.
And well, those are probably, the Queen of Diamonds is probably somebody you know. That you're going to interact with. I wouldn't be too concerned about it.
Okay. I know it's something short-lived anyway.
Yeah, but, you know, it might be a financial thing with somebody. Somebody costs you money. It could be even a relative or a child or a spouse or, you know. But it's not going to be that much, so don't worry about it.
Okay.
There are a lot of diamonds this year. I think money is going to be a bigger issue for you this year than normal. So my suggestion is think creatively about how you can make more money. You're a Sag. You should have plenty of money.
Maybe I spend plenty of money.
Yeah, maybe you spend it because you're a Seven of Clubs. You spend it faster than you get it. The power spender of the whole deck.
Really?
Yep, Seven of Clubs like to spend money just like the Eight of Diamonds. Absolutely. So I'm going to let you go, Charmaine. I'm going to take my next caller, okay? You have a great night.
All right.
And thanks for being my guest.
Thank you.
Good night. Okay, one more caller. We have Malcolm from Montreal, and he's the first card in the deck, the Ace of Hearts, born December 30th, 1958. Are you there, Malcolm?
Yes, I am. Hello.
How's it going?
It's going well. My question is about next year, and it's work and money related. I'm self-employed.
You're self-employed?
I am.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because your birthday is coming up here soon, a month or so.
Yep.
Okay, so are you studying my system at all?
Yes, I am. I met you in Virginia Beach just recently.
Oh, okay.
And I bought the books there.
Excellent.
And I'm slowly working into it. It's just the problem with starting out is you don't know what's important and what's not. There's an awful lot of information. So I'm getting basic stuff. I know I'm in a King of Spades right now for the 52 until my birthday.
Yeah.
But then I'm
mm-hmm.
in 50, King of Spades for the whole next year, and it sure doesn't feel like mastery at this point of the game.
Okay. So in order to access the King of Spades, and it's the most powerful card in the entire deck,
mm-hmm.
so it has what it has to offer is the most potential for success. But in order to have that show up that way for you, you have to be like a king. You have to be very clear about what you want, first of all.
That can be a challenge.
Yeah, you're an Ace of Hearts, but you're also a Three of Spades.
Yeah.
And I wanted to mention to you, remember to read both spreads, not just the Ace of Hearts spread.
Yeah, I wasn't all that thrilled with the Ace of Hearts, but I mean, it is what it is.
Well, it is your birth card, for sure.
Yeah.
So, but anyway, getting back to this year. This King of Spades, I've seen this over and over again. I've seen it show up in many people's lives. And it is an influence that can bring miraculous, nothing less than miraculous success.
Okay, cool.
But it only comes to those who are really clear about what they want and willing to stand up and say, this is what I want and I'm not accepting anything less.
Okay.
Yeah, in other words, you have to be like the king. And kings, by the way, are not nice people, usually.
Okay.
You know, a lot of people have trouble accessing a king energy because they don't want to hurt somebody else's feelings.
Yeah.
But kings, when you're a king, you're in charge of the whole kingdom, and you're not worried about hurting anybody's feelings. You're worried about the benefit of the whole kingdom. So your decisions aren't always liked by everybody, but you make the right choices, and you make sure the job gets done because the buck stops with you.
Okay.
So that's what you need to adopt as an attitude for this coming year. And I guarantee you, if you do, it'll be a year that you will never forget. Like, things will happen that would never have happened before.
Yeah.
Yeah. Amazing things will happen.
Now, I've been talked to a lot of the stuff that I've been going looking at in the cards. Writer keeps coming up all over the place.
Well, and, you are a creative person by nature.
One of the things that happened to me this summer was I got offered to do just like that, just straight out, hey, how'd you like to write an article for us for a nationally distributed magazine?
Uh-huh.
And I am, because was it the Three of Clubs or the Three of Spades? It's the artist card.
The Three of Spades is the artist, and the Three of Clubs is the author.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So
now you happen to have a Three of Clubs prominent next year.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if that's the route you take.
Okay. Any suggestions on unplugging that? Like, I mean,
it sounds like it's already starting to come to you.
Okay.
Like, you know, like people have already asked you to write. You didn't even ask to write, and somebody asked you.
No,
to write.
It just came like a bolt out of the. Well, I'm a medium for a living. I did an editor, like a heavy duty reading, and not at all what she was expecting. And she says, "Why? Well, hey, you know, we'd like to have you write for us." And that was it. It was just like that. And I talked to people who do write.
You know,
and they're looking at me like,
I can't spend a lot more time with you, but I want to say something about a significant card in this coming year for you, which is your challenge card, which is the Ten of Hearts.
Ten of Hearts
and the Three of Clubs. So the thing you have to focus on this year is how do I reach a much bigger audience?
Yes.
That's all you have to focus on.
Okay.
And you focus on that, and it's through your writing that it's going to happen.
Okay.
It's reaching a bigger audience through your writing. And everything is going to take care of itself. The King of Spades will guarantee you have success. Just keep knocking on doors or keep being open to the doors that are being opened for you.
Cool.
Okay?
Okay, well, listen, I thank you very much. I'm enjoying the books so far and also the class on the Internet. So I'll keep plugging at it, and thanks very much.
Okay. You're welcome, Malcolm. It's great talking to you.
Oh, Lynn says hello. She's my coach. She's my partner, and she's the Jack of Hearts.
Yeah. Oh, yes. I remember Lynn very well, and it's great to hear from you guys. So happy holidays to you, too.
Cool. Thanks so much. Thank
you. All right. Bye Malcolm. Bye, Lynn.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to take another short break here, and when we come back, we'll take some more calls. And let's see, I think on this break we're going to listen to a song called Seasons Change. Be right back after Seasons Change. seasons change, and yes, they are definitely changing now. We're getting to winter, leaving fall behind, especially in some parts of the country where they had, I think, an 8 feet of snow in Colorado or someplace. Whoa! Hope you enjoyed it. Before I take our next caller, I want to mention that there is going to be, you guys have been emailing me and writing me, and we're going to have some holiday specials later this week. Be looking for an announcement probably on Thursday, announcing our holiday specials for the Christmas holiday season. If there's something in particular that you would like to see on special, send me an email. Let me know. I come up with things I think people would like, but I'm always open to suggestions. So feel free to email me if there's something that you would like to see on special for the holidays. Okay, our next caller is Rob from, I guess it's Rob or Charles, I'm not sure. December 1st, 1941. Are you there, Rob?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me all right?
Yeah, I can, Rob. Hello. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the
show. Good evening. Well, thank you. Welcome to the happy holidays for you and all your listeners and all your families.
Well, thank you. Thank you. You have a nice voice. Do you have a radio show of your own?
Well, I used to, and I probably will again.
Yeah, you got a great voice for it. You sound like a famous news announcer.
Well, I don't know if that's good or bad, Bob. I mean,
no, it's good. It's like you have a very unique voice. It's really good, actually.
Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. So what's on your mind this evening?
Well, I've got my little Excel spreadsheet here in front of me with all my cards for all the periods and my long-range Pluto result environment displacement cards for the birth card and the PRC.
Yeah.
And as I look at this, I see, wow, I got a great Jupiter period starting 5-7.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and an okay Mars period, but right now I'm kind of going into my Mercury period here in another day when my birthday happens and wondering, how do I live through that?
Well, it's not that bad. I mean, you know, when I look at a period, and I also do this when I look at like a day, when I do day cards, because if you do the complete daily card, there's actually four cards, just like there's four cards in each period. You know, there's your birth card, the two cards, and the ruling card, the two cards. So I look at the three of them. Okay, six of hearts and five of clubs, no problem there.
Okay.
The two problem ones are the seven of hearts and the three of spades.
Yes, sir.
Okay. So I would expect some emotional challenge, something maybe in the home or something. But remember that Mercury is never all that significant.
You know? Okay.
It's Mercury, and Mercury stuff happens very quickly. It happens one day, and it's gone the next day.
Okay.
So I would never counsel somebody to be concerned about cards in Mercury.
Okay. Venus period on the 23rd, do we get better there? In terms of opportunities, my view of Sagittarians is they're always looking for an opportunity, a good opportunity, an opportunity to let them change in a positive kind of way. They don't always find it, obviously, but
yeah. Well, you know, Sagittarians expect good things to happen, and because they're always looking for that with a positive attitude. Yeah, they do. You know, like my wife's a Sag, and whenever we go shopping, she always expects to find a parking place, and we do.
Okay, divine order works there. I can hear that.
Yep. So the Venus period, you have three really good cards and one card that's, you know, questionable. That's the Nine of Spades. But when you have three good cards with that, you have to assume that something good's going to happen, and the Nine is always... There's always a potential for a nine to be interpreted in a positive light. And nine as a positive card is a card of wish fulfillment.
Okay.
Okay. So, I mean, maybe there's something to do with the family because it's Venus. Venus is connected to family. Maybe there's something you've always wanted to have happen, but it hasn't happened. And it could happen during that period.
So, but financially, you don't see... any downturn there, because I'm kind of suffering right now in that regard. And I'll tell you, I don't know how much time I have, but my life is completely changing. I've been a design engineer for 40 years, and now it looks like I'm going to become a writer, okay, and even a broadcaster. So You know, I know that's out there to happen this next year, and I'm all for it. It's just bridging the gap, as it were, between now and my, you know, Mars-Jupiter period. It's just, it's sort of tenuous for me right now, okay? That's all.
I hear that, but I actually don't see, it's more of a problem right now because you're in Neptune and you're just imagining the worst, okay?
Well, yeah, hello.
But when I look at the cards for the next year, I don't see a problem. Okay.
Well, do you see me being able to move into writing and yeah, you know, and creative sorts of outlets, much in the kind of the way you did with your books? You know, I suspect it's going to kind of go along those same lines. Maybe not, but
well, you know,
similar.
you go for the thing that you think will be the best, and you just go for it and see what happens. I know that something good's going to happen. There's going to be money made, and it's going to be fine. Just be poised and ready to take action when you see the opportunity arise. That's all you have to do.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right. Well, it's great to have you calling in. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Okay, Rob. Have
a wonderful
great
holiday.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. Next up is, let's see. Christine. Is it Christine? Yes. November 6, 1978. And by the way, there is one line open, B1, I'm told. Anyway, so, Christine, are you there? Christine from Canada was born November 6, 1978.
Hello,
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello, who am I speaking to?
Christine.
Okay, Christine, you made it to the show.
Great. Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
Okay, I just passed my birthday, and I see there's a Pluto card. Actually, I bought your book and studied a little bit, and very interesting. I just passed my birthday, and there is a Pluto card on my ruling card. It's
Queen of Diamonds.
The Pluto.
Yeah, well, what's your birthday? Is it November 6, 1978?
Yes.
Okay, your Pluto card in your... Oh, I see what you're looking at. You're looking at the Ace of Spades Pluto.
Ace of Spades.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Three of Clubs.
Yeah, in the Three of Clubs spread.
Yeah.
You're looking at the Ace of Spades Pluto. And so is there a question? You have a question about that?
Yeah, is that like a challenging card for this year? So I'm just wondering about that.
Well, it's kind of funny, you know. I think it's a little funny because I notice how everybody wants to look at the most scary stuff for the year, you know, instead of looking at all the good stuff.
I kind of want to prepare for it.
It's like you look through all your cards, and you got lots of cards because you got two ruling cards. You look through all of them, and you found one that was scary, and you asked about it.
Yeah.
Okay, so, well, you need to like chill out about that and relax, okay? Let's talk about what's really going to happen this year. Are you married or single?
I'm single.
Yeah, well, there's going to be love in your life this year. That's what's really important.
Okay, great.
Did you see all those cards for love?
Yeah, I have seen a king of hearts.
King of, yeah, yeah. So what did you think when you saw that?
That's really good. I'm very happy with that. Then I see a queen of hearts on my display.
Well, you have a Queen of Hearts result card this year. So what this looks like is, it looks like you're going to really want to get married, and you're going to succeed in getting married.
Okay.
Now, the year is kind of young. It's it's too young yet for you. It hasn't, these things haven't shown up yet in your life, this feeling, but it will. And you're going to meet somebody that you're going to want to settle down with.
Okay. So is there the period, any period saying when was happening? I didn't see any heart. I mean, I seen heart in Jupiter, but that's a seven of heart.
Well, you don't have to be too concerned about the period. I think your okay. Mars period, though, is a really good period. And that would be a time, I think, when you could definitely meet somebody. But I wouldn't okay. be too concerned about it. It's just going to happen. In the very beginning, I mean, just be open to going out on dates when you get asked, okay?
Yeah, okay.
You are going to be asked, and you have been asked in the past. That sounds like a little poem there. You've been asked.
How did you know?
I just knew. I don't know how I knew. I just knew. You've been asked in the past, but you have to be open. You have to let that come in. You have to say yes. So there's a movie called The Yes Man with Bill Carey, and he has to say yes to everything for like 2 weeks, right? Because he always said no to everything. So he had this practice, this spiritual practice of just no matter what anybody said, he said yes. It's really funny. Well, that's what you have to do. You have to practice saying yes to when you get asked out on a date, okay? Not that you're going to marry that person, but that you're going to have some practice being with somebody. Practice.
Yeah. Would and they say, like, is that somebody new or is somebody from past? Is that a car say anything?
It could be either one, actually. It's hard to say. It could be either one.
Okay.
There's no indication one way or the other. But the cards will tell you once you meet somebody, the cards will tell you if it's a good match or not. Okay?
Okay. And actually so about three books, the love card book, and then the birth card book.
Very
interesting. Yeah, it's mm-hmm. very fascinating to read them. Yeah, very interesting. And then it's very matched with the person that, you know, my friends and then people I know. It's very much.
Yeah, it's amazing. And so you can trust that when you meet somebody, you can trust that you can read about them and know who they are and what's going on. Okay?
Yeah, exactly. Actually, from the surface, it's very hard to see the real personality, and then but through the card, it's really understanding, how people understanding.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that. So listen, I have to go, Christine, because we've run out of time. So thanks for calling, and hopefully we'll talk to you later this year after you meet somebody. Okay, call us back.
Okay, thank you so much, Robert.
You're welcome. Have a great night. Okay, I'm getting the signal here that we have to wrap up, and I'm really sorry because I really wanted to talk to Melissa and Veronica. Hopefully, you guys will call back next week and we can talk to you then. So, we'll see you all next week and have a wonderful week. And when you think about getting gifts this year, think about giving something of yourself to somebody you love. This is Robert Lee Camp saying good night. We'll see you next week.
You're listening to BBS Radio. An internet radio experience of truth, harmony, beauty. From your family at BBS Radio, have yourself a beautiful day.